You're listening to SBS News.
Julia is a Filipino Fijian migrant who moved from Indonesia to Australia aged 14 and lost her mother 3 days before her 17th birthday. The 23-year-old shares her story of navigating the grief of her mother's death in her Pentecostal church and how she felt it swallowed up her personal loss. In an extra episode for the Living Loss series, I speak to Julia about how culture can sometimes clash with our grief journey, as well as the differences between Australian and Indonesian grief practices.
So my grieving journey started when my mom passed away about 6 years ago, 3 days before my 17th birthday, actually. And it came as a, we knew it was coming. I think I wasn't prepared to experience what the aftermath would look like without her. Grieving the day after she passed away, I didn't feel sad at all. I think I just felt numb, and it was hard to sort of be in the present. I didn't have that opportunity to speak about it much with my father. I think he was grieving as well. We didn't really have a talk about what had happened, so we didn't have time to process all the events that led to that day. And even afterwards, months later, we never had a conversation about that. So it was kind of going through the motions after she passed away. We just had to quickly schedule the funeral, arrange all of that, and prepare for the burial as well.
I guess share with me the difficulties you felt around this sort of swallowing up your own personal grief.
I come from a Pentecostal Christian background, and really what happened was once my mom's body was released from hospital, we had about a week where her body was displayed in a church, so like a church service, and people would just come to view the body and we'd have a service to share about her life. My dad would give a speech, myself as well. Friends and family were there, and it was more about just giving her up in prayer and wishing her the best, now that she's in heaven. And so with those prayers, I think it was just a ritual of praying for each other and making sure everyone's comforted in the community, especially within our church community.
Yeah. And could you explain to me that sort of feeling like it sort of swallowed up your grief and how difficult it was to sort of not have your own, I guess, private time to grieve?
Yeah, and I can absolutely relate to that. I didn't feel like I had a private one-on-one time with her. It just happened so quickly. And I just encountered a lot of strangers at the event, the funeral service especially, where, you know, it's just people, connections from church, friends, and it just felt like a spectacle rather than actually a commemoration. It's felt like it was something people just did for the sake of doing it when someone passes away. I felt it lacked that intimate sentiment personally as a daughter when you lose your parent. So that's where I felt I wish it could have been different. I wish it could have been much more private and more of just my dad and myself and a few close friends.
Yeah, is that something you felt sort of pressured to have, obviously, as part of your religion, and it's something that is normally done with as many people as that want to come and give their thanks? But did you feel like that was something you had to do, and what would you have preferred it to look like, I suppose?
Yeah, actually a big key part on what played with having such a huge gathering of people in my mom's funeral service was because both of my parents are actively engaged in church, in their church community. They were doing pastoral work, and so they were quite known within different churches. And so I think in retrospect, it's something the church does as a community. We kind of were there for each other, regardless of your denomination. It's treated as a sign of respect in return. So that was why it was such a huge gathering. And I don't think a lot of people, it might be different for a lot of Christians. Not everyone has to have a huge gathering. I think it just depends on how central the role of church plays in your life and whether or not you find a sense of community in that.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, obviously, you're saying, you know, you're from the Pentecostal church. During your moment of grief, did you feel as though this didn't relate to when you were grieving? When you were grieving, you didn't necessarily want to be engaging in the church in this way?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because you had to put on a face in front of people. And when you're grieving, it's very hard to do that. So a lot of emotions was just suppressed. And I think it took me years, even later, to just kind of reflect and think about what I was actually going through in those moments where I was just out of touch with what was happening around me. And that's a sad thing because you want to be in the present, but it's like the memories come back over time when you think about these really, really, really sad moments in your life. And actually, they're very life-changing as well, because they happen so quickly, but the memories last a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And did it sort of make you question your faith and your, when I use the word culture, I guess religious culture in a way, did it make you sort of question that for a little bit?
I think it did, because the funeral service and all these events that happened, they happened for a day or two. And afterwards, you just don't hear back from people. And it's just like a one-off thing that you experience. So, yeah, in a sense, it made it difficult to process that if it really helped me in a way.
And what would you have liked to sort of, what kind of processes, whether they're private or not, would you have liked to sort of have or experienced during that grief rather than that sort of big public funeral? What would you have preferred, I suppose?
I would just have preferred to have the funeral, you know, just with my dad and maybe a few close friends, not publicly advertised. I think it was shared on Facebook as well. People were sharing photos, comments. It went everywhere, went viral within my dad's social network. And so we also had people from overseas, like our relatives reaching out. And suddenly it felt like everyone just wanted to know what was happening. They were so interested in my mom's life. Whereas, you know, when she was alive, there was not much of that. So I would have loved it to just been more private, more, you know, few people and less social media presence in a way.
Another thing you mentioned was that you were new to the country and you didn't have the support of friends. And I know community and friendship can be really important during those times. Was that something that really sort of compounded your grief, made it harder?
Yeah, we came to the country 3 years before my mom passed away. So we had lost a lot of friends, obviously, and kind of settling in, you build social circles one at a time. And we did that basically through church. So church was everything for us. It was a kind of like our ground or base and to network people. Yeah, it was hard because, as I said, you know, we got people from different churches. And many people I didn't know. I would know maybe three or five max. So it was hard. I think if it happened overseas where we lived before, I would have felt much more comfortable.
Other cultures, not all cultures, other cultures also struggle with grief, but others can be a lot more open to it than our sort of dominant Western culture in Australia. So that's really interesting that you say that.
I think it makes the experience much more relatable because it's part of the human journey and it's something we shouldn't rush or we shouldn't make it to be a spectacle.
Yeah. And in Indonesia, did you ever attend sort of ceremonies of grieving and did you notice a big difference coming to Australia?
I've attended a few funeral events. It depends on your religion. if you're Christian or you're Muslim. I think the Muslims, they have different rituals they go through, very different to that of Christians, of course. But they place such a heavy importance on making it sacred. And so we would have religious people conducting these ceremonies. Not everyone's allowed to attend. There's strict protocol on what to follow during the service, and it's not something publicly displayed as well. It's only within that community. So it's very tight-knit, and I think that's what makes it different.
Yeah, definitely. And since that time and that experience of grief, have you sort of had the opportunity to heal and grieve in other ways since? And I guess, how have you sort of processed and grieved since, in what ways?
Yeah, well, it's took me different turns. I've turned to counseling. I've turned to spirituality. I've turned to self-care, self-help. I've tried different things, to be honest, and I still am learning how to handle grief. But yeah, at this point, I don't have any sort of help from church to help in that process of grieving, which is really sad. And I think it's a disadvantage when it comes to being in that sort of community. This is something personal. It's something everyone goes through on their own. It's something they have to learn to reflect to. I don't think religion gives an answer for that. It teaches you principles. And I think I'm just learning to live by those principles, which is centrally based on faith and believing that, you know, there's always something better on the other side. You have hope. So I'm kind of clinging to that.
That was Julia sharing her story of how her Pentecostal faith clashed with her personal grief following the death of her mother. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.